Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. We believe small actions can have great impact. Take a small action today. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Now, HSE Community Healthcare West has confirmed an outbreak of COVID-19 in an older person's community residential facility in North Mayo. RTE understands a number of residents and staff have tested positive for coronavirus. This comes on the day in which HICWA has just published the results of 31 nursing home inspections conducted during the COVID-19 pandemic, and the inspectors have found evidence of non-compliance in 13 centres. Non-compliance was identified in areas like governance, infection control and staffing. Well, to discuss this in a little more detail, I'm joined now by Amanda Phelan, who is Professor of Ageing and Community Nursing in Trinity College Dublin. And Amanda, I know you've had a chance to have a quick look at least at the HICWA report. So before we get into maybe some of the finer details of it, what are your overall thoughts of what it has found?
Well, I think it was the reports that are of most interest at this point in time is the ones regarding non-compliance with infection prevention and control. And there were 5 centres out of the 31 which identified that there were challenges. Obviously, HICWA is tasked with the regulation of the centres, nursing homes and other healthcare facilities in Ireland. So they have created requirements where these facilities must comply with. And non-compliance is where, in a particular standards they have not complied with. So the nursing homes would be allowed capacity to actually address these issues within a period of time. But it is concerning in the current rising infections within nursing homes that, this isn't something that's a huge priority in all nursing homes.
Yeah, I think actually one of the homes under inspection was Dalgan House. We were speaking to the managing director earlier, and infection control risks were one of the things found by inspectors in that nursing home also.
Yes, the Dalgan House is one of the nursing homes that was in the 5 areas, and there were a number of issues with regard to that which had to do with things like not adhering to social distancing, having staff that were trained, having appropriate rosters and things like that. And what's important is that the increased need is also guided by the Health Protection Surveillance Centre. So it is compliance with HICWA requirements, but also compliance with what are the latest guidance on infection prevention and control from the HPSC.
I just wonder, when you're talking about things like social distancing, and I think one of the findings in Dalgan, for example, was that social distancing wasn't taking place when staff were getting their temperatures checked when they were arriving and for work and things like that. This was back in March and April when we were really just coming to terms with the pandemic and getting used to the concept of social distancing. Do you think that there is an excuse as such there for some of the nursing homes that have been picked up by HICWA, that people really were only just getting used to the new world that we're living in now?
I think it has taken a period, a very painful period indeed, where people have had to adapt. But from the word go, social distancing has always been the advice and the mantra that's out there. We've heard this again and again. So I think there's a particular onus and responsibility on healthcare staff that the environments are safe for the people that we care for.
Okay. What about the other homes then? What were the main issues highlighted in the report in relation to the other homes?
Well, a lot of the issues were to do with perhaps isolation areas, ensuring that cleaning the areas were cleaned appropriately, things like documentation in terms of isolation arrangements for particular patients being recorded in their notes, nurses coming back from their days off and being able to quickly discriminate who was potentially positive COVID-19 residents without having to go through a whole sort of nursing records. Night cover was another issue that was identified. Issues regarding equipment not being cleaned or equipment not being appropriate, or damaged hoists that were being used by multiple residents. Even room layout was contra the social distancing in one of the nursing homes, where the number of beds in the room made it impossible to actually maintain social distancing.
Okay. You would hope, of course, that a lot of those issues may have been dealt with, you know, in the intervening time that we had where the virus was at low levels over the last couple of months. But we are now, it appears, heading into a second wave. And as I said, there's been another outbreak confirmed in an older person's residential facility in North Mayo. It's one of a number of different ones in nursing homes that we're hearing about. What is the key thing, in your view, Amanda, to protect ourselves from what we saw the last time in nursing homes? What needs to be looked at?
Well, first of all, I think we have to acknowledge that a lot has been learned since the last time. There's a lot more integration and support from the HSE within their infection control teams. I understand that there's now, from yesterday, 33 outbreaks, and the HSE are supporting 102 nursing homes, with 35 of those receiving extensive support. What to me is the most important issue is that the staff can be mobilised as quickly as possible to replace staff who must self-isolate, because that is the issue.
Okay.
That you can have all the PPE you want, but the critical issue is that there is a fluid replacement of staff who must self-isolate so that the residents who are being cared for are not under any challenges, and indeed that there isn't a moral distress of the staff there, where managers are worrying how they're going to provide care.
Sure.
And staff are, you know, doing multiple hours trying to fill those gaps.
Indeed. And Amanda Phelan, Professor of Ageing and Community Nursing in Trinity College Dublin, thank you very much for joining us.